The theme of Perek LaYachbar is the laws of Harchakos. The Perek began with halachas related to LaYachbar Adam Bar, Samach Lubayr Shal Chaveir, V'loy Sheikh, V'loy Ma'ar, V'loy Amasa Maya, V'loy Nevrechas Koifsin, Marchikin, Es HaGefes, Ves HaZevel, Ves HaMelech, Ves HaSid, Ves HaSlam, Mikoyslo Shal Chaveir. And we had a whole bunch of different Mishnayos that dealt with different halachas. This Mishnah that we just learned now is Marchikin Goyren Kavua Minoir, Marchikin Goyren Kavua Minitiyosav Shal Chaveiroi, Mikishuav, Miniroi Shal Chaveiroi, Midiluav. And what we saw was that the tam for this Mishnah is based on B'kdesh HaLayazik. In fact, the way Rav Ashi learned the Mishnah itself is teaching me the time of the Kra. Fake the Rajba. Why is it necessary for the Mishnah to tell me that the reason you have to be marchik, the Goyren Kavua, is related to the fact that it's B'kidesh Olayazim? What's the difference? Why does that matter? Interesting, Kasha. About Zayfrek the Rashba. Why couldn't the Mishnah simply tell me the halacha and not tell me the reason? And the Kasha is probably the Iker and Ravashi, where Ravashi learns the Mishnah, that the Mishnah itself is coming to tell me the Tam. And if that's the case, why was it necessary to tell me that the reason of this halacha is B'kdesh Layazik? Just tell me the halacha, and I'll know that it's B'kdesh Layazik, or I won't know that it's B'kdesh Layazik, but at the end of the day, why does it even matter? L'may nafkemina, that pshat in this Mishnah is B'kdesh Layazik. So, the Rashba, I'll tell you why. Because the previous Mishnah that we learned on the top of Daf Chav Dalram and Beis discussed Marchikin Eso Ilon Mino Ir Esrem V'chamesh Amo, B'charvu V'shikma Chamishem Amo, Ilon Tzrak Chamishem Amo. And over there, Ula said, what was the reason? It was Mishum Noyei Ho'ir. It was because you want the city to look beautiful. So the Tan of our Mishnah wanted us to know that there's a difference in the Tam of this Mishnah versus the previous Mishnah on the Amid. In the previous Mishnah of the Amid, the Yisoid Hadavar is Mishum Noy Ha'ir. As opposed to when it comes to this Mishnah, the Yisoid of this Mishnah is not related to the beauty of the city, but it's related to Nezakin. It's related to the fact that if you're going to have a Goyren Kavua too close to the city, it's going to cause damage. Zok the Rashba, what's the nafkemina lahalacha? If the reason you have to be marchik is mishum noyei ho'ir, or if the reason that you have to be marchik is kedesh lo yazik, so the Rashba says two nafkeminas. I'll mention the second. He says the nafkemina would be, is this halacha davka halacha in Eretz Yisrael, or is this halacha halacha even in Chutz Laretz? He says, if the reason that you have to be marchik is mishum noyei ho'ir, noyei ho'ir, it's mestaber, is only halach in Eretz Yisrael. It's not halach in Chutz Laretz. But if the reason is kedesh lo yazik, so just like you can't be mazik somebody in Eretz Yisrael, you can't be mazik somebody in Chutz Laretz either. So the Rashba says, you want to know why in Rav Ashi's world, the Tana, the Mishnah, went out of its way to tell me that pshanim marchik in goyren kavu menir chamisha nama is kedesh lo yazik, val sudah nafkimina lalocha, the nafkimina lalocha is that it's true even in Chutz Laretz, and that's in sharp contrast to the previous Mishnah, which Ula said is Mishum Noye Yoir, because over there it's taken not true in Chutz Laretz. Over there it's only going to be true in Eretz Yisrael. Demis is this Chiddush of the Rashba, that although the Mishnah Marchikin Goyren Kavua Menair Chamisha Mamo is true even in Chutz Laretz, but the previous Mishnah Marchikin Eso Ilo Menair Eso Mechamisha Mamo Bechule Bechule is true Davkin Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban says in our Sugya as well. If you remember, the Gemara on the top of Chavdal Ramad Beis asked the Kash. The Gemara said, "My time, what's the reason that you have to be marchik and ilim from the city 25 amis?" So Ula said, "Mishum noye yoir." Faith the Gemara, Akasha, Mishum noye yoir, and it's only 25 amis. V'tepek lei dein oisim sada migrash, v'loy migrash sada. There's a halacha that every single city had to be surrounded by 1,000 amas of migrash. And those 1,000 amas had to be surrounded by 1,000 amas of sada. And there's a din, achlokes Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim, but the Chachamim hold, ein oisin sada migrash, v'loy migrash sada. So according to the Chachamim, the 1,000 amas around the city is already off limits. Because you have to make sure that it remains migrash. So you need to tell me, marchikin eso ilon min o'ir, esrim v'chamish amo, davka 25 amas, and mishum noye yo'ir, tepik lei, 1,000 amas already has to be protected. Fake the Ramban. I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. The halach of ein oisin sada migrash v'loy migrash sada is a din in Eretz Yisrael. That's pashit. But in Chutz Laretz there's no such halacha. So maybe the Mishnah's negeya in Chutzlaritz, and what the Mishnah is coming to be mechadish that even in Chutzlaritz, where there is no din of a nois and sada migush for a migush sada, afal pikin 25 amos are off limits. Marchikin esa ilam minoyer esrim v'chamish amos. Zokter Ramban, it's muchach from the Gemara's kasha that the halach of the Mishnah marchikin esa ilam minoyer esrim v'chamish amos is true dafkin Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban, when he says it very, very sharp. He says, because what's the yisoid of this halacha? The yisoid of this halacha is mishum noye ha'ir. He says, noye ha'ir is a svara in Eretz Yisrael. Aber bechutz laretz, tinovel betinovel. Why do you need chutz laretz look beautiful? And even though there's a lot of yidden living there, and even though it's haimish akreizin, adarabah, let it be disgusting. It's actually a milo, says the Ramban, for yidden that are living in a yishuv in chutz laretz, for the yishuv not to look so nice. The aesthetics in Eretz Yisrael are a maila. But the aesthetics in Chutz Laretz is garach esorin. Tinovel v'tinovel. The Chassam Sofer, right here in our sugya, in Chidushei Chassam Sofer al Hashas, he brings the Ramban. Ay Ramban, shekosafti lil, the Chutz Laretz, tinovel v'tinovel, says the Chassam Sofer, Pirish. What's the commentary, meaning what's the hezber in the Ramban? Why do we want Chutz Laretz to look disgusting? Adarabah, there's Yidden living there. Let it look nice. So the Chassam Sofer says, B'lashoni Azov, the reason the Ramban felt that way was because the Ramban felt the halavai yazvu yoshvel v'yisyashvu b'eretz Yisrael. Because if Chutz Laretz is going to look too nice, then Yidden are going to be too comfortable in Chutz Laretz, they're not going to want to go to Eretz Yisrael. So there's actually a milo of tinova v'tinovel. So make Chutz Laretz not look so nice, and if Chutz Laretz is not going to look so nice, so like this, adarab, it's going to incentivize Yidden to want to go to Eretz Yisrael. If Chutz Laretz, if Golus is good, then you're not incentivized to go to Eretz Yisrael. And that was the hergish of the Ramban. Tinova Tinovel, and that's why a halacha that's based on Noye Ha'ir, it's poshut, it has to be true. Daf in Eretz Yisrael, it can't be true in Chutz Laretz. Oh, but the Chassam Sofer asks Akasha. He asks Akasha in light of a sugi in the Masechtes Ksubas, where the Gemara over there says, I'll just read one excerpt of the sugi. These are well known Gemaras. Reb Zeira have a kamishtamet b'nei de Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Zeira was trying to avoid Rabbi Yehuda, the boy lemesek l'Eretz Yisrael, because he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, so why do you have to avoid Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that kalaylo mi bavel Eretz Yisrael. If somebody leaves Bavel in Golos and he goes to Eretz Yisrael, he's over Basay, Shenema Bavelo Yuvo, Veshama Yu, Adyoim Pokti Yosem Dom Hashem. This Gemara segues right into the Sholosh Fuas Gemara, Vatvorim Atikin, Vein Kamakoim Elaharech. The truth is, there's a whole bunch of different Gemaras there in the end of Masechtes Ksubas that talk about this Inyan. What's even more surprising is that the Rambam brings a Lahalacha. The Rambam at the end of Perikei Hilchas Malachim says, quote, Geshem Sha'asa Lotzes, Meha Oretz Lachutz Laretz, just like someone who's living in Eretz Yisrael, not let her leave and go to Chutz Laretz. Kach otzer lotzis mi bavel l'shar arotzis. So too, it's also to leave bavel to go to one of the other arotzis. Shenemar this gemara bavel yuvo v'shama yiu ad yoyim pakti yoyisam no mashem. Ayin b'lachem mishnah. Where exactly the Rambam got his specific nuance in this sugya. But the bottom line is, the Rambam brings the halacha psuka, says the Chassam Sofer. Kishem sha'asa lotzeis mei ha'aretz l'chutz laretz, but so too kach asa lotzeis mei bavel l'shar ha'aretz. So afraid the Chassam Sofer, I don't understand the Rambam. The Rambam saying for such a davar pashit, that the Mishnah that talks about noye ha'ir has to be in Eretz Yisrael. Because the chutz laretz tinova v'tinovel. And why would you say tinova v'tinovel? Probably because we want Yidden to go to Eretz Yisrael. You want Yidden to go to Eretz Yisrael? It's not so posh it. You can go to Eretz Yisrael. Right? If we're not talking about Eretz Yisrael, and it's in medieval times, and we're talking about great yishuvs within the Jewish world, you're talking about Bavel. You weren't allowed to leave Bavel. So if you weren't allowed to leave Bavel, what's going on over here? It's a pella. We want you to leave Tinova v'Tinova. You're not allowed to leave. What happened to the sugi in the end of Masechtes Ksuvos? So the Chassam Sofer says, Kedarki b'Kodesh. Who's the man da Amar that said, Mishum Noye Ha'ir? Who's talking? It's Ula. Amar Ula. Ula said, Mishum Noye Ha'ir. The Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Kuf Yer Aleph Amar Aleph, Ula have a rogel that have a solak l'Eretz Yisrael. Ula was rogel. He used to always go to Eretz Yisrael. In fact, Noch Nafshe v'Chutz Laretz. Ula, unfortunately, he was Nifter in Chutz Laretz. Also, Amrulei the Rabbi Lazar. They came and they told Rabbi Lazar. Amar, he said, Aunt Ula, you Ula from all people, Al Adama Tmeya Tomus. You died Al Adama Tmeya. But Ula was one of the Yidden, like Reb Zeira in that sugya. He held fakert. A Yid belongs in Eretz Yisrael. And there's no Pavela Yuvo v'Shama Yu Ad Yoim Pokti Yosem Numa Hashem. It says it in the pasuk. So the Gemara says it's talking about the klisharis, but Avad. Ada Yid belonged in Eretz Yisrael. So Ula Lishitasai, who learned that the Mishnah is Noye Yair, Bal Karchach Ula understood the Mishnah Eretz Yisrael. Because Ula Shita is Fakert, a Yid belonged in Eretz Yisrael. Menela Fake the Gemara Akasha, Enos and Sodom, Migrish, and Migrish Sodom. But Enochinami, according to those Shita, says the Chsam Seifer, Chidish Lahalacha, Ichduch Chsam Seifer right here, that it's also to go outside of Babel. It could be there would be an Indian of Noye Yair as well. It's interesting that the Ramban is the one that said about Chutz Laaretz, Tinova v'Tinova, the Ramban, like Reb Zeira, and the Ramban, like Ula, he was also one of the Gedolim in our history that we know had a tremendous cheshik and a tremendous chuka to go to Eretz Yisrael, like he did. Soif Yomov talks about it in different places in his Pirush Al HaTorah, the Advarim Atikin, but this is a hergish from the Ramban, who for sure, Lishi Tasei, everyone knows, had a tremendous chavivas to Eretz Yisrael. And he says, a Yid living in Barcelona, where the Ramban lived, Tinovel, the Tinovel, fakert, like this, the hergish is, you're going to end up in Eretz Yisrael.